Hey everyone, this is AJ, and we have got a lot going this week. So Tara's got theater stuff, and Jen has been ill, and so not really able to get a episode out this week, but luckily we've already recorded an emergency episode. So we're going to go ahead and play that. Now, in this episode, we've already given to you our picks for Eve and Rourke's Enneagram types. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about Peabody's Enneagram type. Stick around till the end of the episode, and where we take Peabody's Enneagram type and we talk about her Enneagram type and Eve's Enneagram type together and what that dynamic should be according to the experts for the Enneagram types. And what we found was pretty interesting. So without further ado, here is that episode. So, hey everyone, what we're going to do this week is, after having already played episodes for Eve's Enneagram type and Rourke's Enneagram type, we are now going to give you Peabody's Enneagram type, we hope, if we answer all the questions correctly as Peabody would answer them.
Yes.
We're going to take this test. We're going to answer the questions as Peabody might answer them and come up with Peabody's Enneagram type. Does anybody want to guess? Do you know enough about Enneagrams to guess what her type is?
I really don't.
Okay. So. I know a fair amount of about the Enneagram types, and I don't even know if I could make a guess.
Would you guess?
Yeah, I really would like to do the quiz to figure it out, because like
the quiz,
there are some that I would definitely be like possibly that or possibly that, but nothing feels like exactly
right. Yeah, exactly. Right. I would, off the top of my head, I would say 7, because Caitlin's a 7, but I think Mavis is a 7. Okay. And I don't know if that fits Peabody necessarily.
Okay.
So
that's fair enough.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go ahead and take this test, shall we?
All right, we shall. Do it.
Okay. So question 1. I love the opportunity to shine in the eyes of others.
No.
Really? You think no?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I would say yeah.
I think she does.
Yeah, I mean, she's also like, she is like not an only child. She is one of several children.
Right.
And I think automatically that's the thing that any child, especially not the oldest, instantly would be like, yeah. I mean, any person.
Right.
You know? And also like, yeah, I think that's a yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah, and especially she wants to.
Yeah.
You know.
She wants to do.
She wants
good.
Eve's. Like, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, she wants to shine in front of Eve's eyes.
Yeah,
you most definitely. So I'm going to put that as true there. There must be something wrong with me that I don't get the love and satisfaction that everyone else does.
No, that's not her at all.
No, I'm not. I'm false.
Nope.
Yeah. It's easy for me to see all sides of an issue, but harder to know what my own opinion is because everyone's argument seems equally compelling.
Yes.
Yes.
That is Peabody.
What book was it that she was like, oh, yeah, you're right. It's that person. And then Eve is like, you know, saying something else. Oh, you're right. No, it is that person.
Like, oh, yeah. That was Imitation, where she's like, Peabody, you're an investigative slut.
Investigative slut. Right. That is Peabody in a nutshell. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Others say I worry too much and tend to be compulsive. I probably should lighten up.
That's a maybe.
Well, I mean, it says mostly true or mostly false.
I think that's mostly false. I don't think Peabody is compulsive.
No.
No?
I also don't think she needs to lighten up necessarily.
No.
No, I don't think she needs to lighten up at all.
Yeah. Okay.
I was thinking more of the compulsive, but
I don't think she's compulsive.
Well, I mean, McNabb. Hi.
Was that compulsive? Or was that something completely out of the, like, that's something different.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Can I just say one thing off topic?
What?
Shasta ginger ale is crap. I just want to let you know.
Yes, it is.
I do not buy it. My sister bought it and I'm drinking it and I'm like, this isn't ginger ale. It does not have any taste of ginger at all, period.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it. I'm a big ginger
ale fan and no, it's
gross. Why would you? I've never heard of that. My sister, Laura, I love her to death. She is obsessed with like getting a bargain and saving money at all costs.
Mm. Okay.
And I get it. Trust me. But I'm one of those people that are like, no, if I'm going to buy ginger ale, I'm going to get Canada Dry or I'm going to get Verner's or something like that.
I was just going to say either Canada Dry. See, as a Michigander, I know it's sacrilege, but I'm not a fan of Verner's.
Well, I mean, I prefer Canada Dry, but if I'm going to get something,
Canada Dry is my go-to.
It's not going to be Shasta.
No.
So
actually, Seagram's is pretty good too.
Okay.
Shasta.
It's all right.
Not Shasta.
But not Shasta. No.
So, okay. Sorry. So
anyway,
I spend a lot of time longing for how things used to be or how they will be in the future.
Maybe again.
That's mostly true or mostly false. I mean, my gut is saying no on that one, but I don't know.
Mine is also saying mostly false because.
Yeah.
Peabody is a like live in the moment kind of person.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say.
Like she's sentimental and she's a daydreamer, but she's also like down to the moment, like in the moment, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
All right. I'm going to put mostly false on that one. Any kind of vulnerability is weakness and I will do most anything not to be weak. See, I feel false on that one also.
Okay.
Yeah, that's false.
That's Eve.
Yeah, it's definitely Eve, but it is not.
That's not Peabody. Yeah.
No. False. I frequently use habitual activity, eating, TV, etc., to zone out. It's such a relief from the pressure of paying attention.
True.
I'd say that is likely true. We don't really get to see her do that, but.
Right.
Based on everything else.
I think that's true.
Okay.
I would say, yeah.
Right. Okay. Next question is, I feel trapped if I don't have many options available. It just doesn't seem to me to be something that Peabody would say, although.
I bet that's false. Like, I don't see that as her being.
No, I agree. I think that's false.
Okay, we're going to say false there. I experience frequent mood swings.
I mean, no, she's pretty even-tempered.
Yeah. She's pretty even-tempered.
But she also, again, see, here's where you get into the personal versus the cop. Because I feel like with McNabb, no. She's absolutely a yes for that one.
Really? You think so?
I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she has moments, but I think so does Eve. So do all of the characters. Yeah. Like, you know, like
true.
Those are
That's a good point.
I think the other thing is like, you know, mood swings versus being someone who's affected by emotion is not the same thing.
Right. And it also says frequent mood swings.
Enough. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say false for that one. Okay. I have difficulty prioritizing and making decisions because everything seems equally important to me.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I want to say no.
I can see that going either way.
Yeah.
I could see it going either way, but
I could swing either way on that one.
If we're going to focus on where we spend most of our time with Peabody as a cop,
sure.
She's definitely grown into a person that knows how to prioritize things or else she wouldn't be Eve's partner.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So like, I think it leans toward false, but I could see how it could be the other way around in other instances.
Sure. All right. So what should my answer be? False?
Let's say false.
I would say false.
Let's say false.
Yeah.
I think I experience more disappointment in life than other people.
Absolutely false.
False.
Yeah.
Peabody would never think that.
No. Mm-hmm.
Nope. Not in a million.
I doubt and question almost everyone and everything.
Absolutely false.
No, that's false also. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not safe to be successful because it exposes me to attack from others.
No.
False.
Yeah, I just don't think that that's something she thinks.
No.
No.
Feelings are insignificant in comparison to achieving goals.
False.
Okay. I must constantly be on guard and always ready to defend myself. If I'm prepared for the worst that can happen, I may be able to avoid it.
I'd say false on that too.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah,
I don't think she thinks like that.
No.
No.
Okay. I am suspicious of other people's motivations and spend a lot of time figuring out what they're after.
False.
Yeah, false.
So false.
I am often in a leadership role. I like to be in charge.
No, I'd say false.
I think it's false. Yeah.
Whenever Eve has her lead a briefing or anything, she like freaks out.
Yeah.
She panics. She's not ready. No. Like that's really what it is. It's like
right.
She's
yep, exactly.
She's better at some things, but she's not ready for that kind of thing yet.
Right.
And yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's really easy for me to be exactly what another person needs.
I say that's kind of true
on that. Yeah.
Okay. Since I think everything through so thoroughly, I often feel paralyzed in taking action. Yeah, I don't think that that's true.
That's not how she thinks.
No.
No.
Okay, so false. It's almost impossible for me to relax and turn my mind off. I don't think that that's true for her. Yeah.
No.
She can totally turn her mind off, you know. Oh, we're going to a club. Turn the mind off.
Bye.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't get upset about things I can't change. I think that's true for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very like, go with it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Which I know is a very broad statement, but like it's also relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed.
All right. So I'm going to say true there. My mind always goes to what's wrong or what needs to be improved so that things can be done correctly.
I think, yeah.
No. Well, really?
No, you don't think so?
I was leaning yes to that one too.
Yeah. I'm leaning yes.
Because she does always think about what can be improved, mm-hmm. like, you know.
That's true. I think I was focusing on the first half of it, where she's like, where you know, focusing on what's wrong, which is not her, but improvement is
right.
Yeah. Okay, let's say true there.
So I would go yes.
On true.
My feelings tend to dominate my life. I mean, I'm saying true there.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
Yeah, I mean, I would say true.
I think she's better at holding her feelings in as needed when needed than she used to be, but that doesn't mean that they're not very much present.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely true.
I enjoy making do with the least amount possible.
I don't know if she enjoys it, but she knows how.
She knows how because she was raised with free agers. But she definitely is into Eve's lifestyle.
Right. Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah.
You know, she would, if it came to that, if she could do that, like she would, you know, that is not making do with the least amount possible.
Right. Well, that's not enjoying making do with the least amount possible.
Right.
Which is the statement, which is such a weird statement.
It's a weird statement.
who enjoys making do with the least amount possible?
Right.
Exactly. Some people do.
I mean,
they're
just
not Peabody.
They're weirdos.
Do they enjoy it, or is that just who they are?
Some people do enjoy it.
Right.
No. Because, like,
I don't know.
I make do with the least amount possible, but I'm also like,
do I enjoy it?
Like, woohoo.
Yeah.
I'm like, I only spent $50 on groceries this week. Good job, me. I enjoy this. Like, you know, like, it's just like,
I do not.
That's just me going, all right.
I feel that.
I do not enjoy making do with the least amount possible. And that's evidenced by the fact that I've complained already about this Shasta ginger ale.
I'm sorry. True. If you're going to eat or drink something, that's why I don't want off-brand things sometimes. Sometimes they're fine.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, that's why go ahead, vegans, do what you want. But, like, if I want pizza, I want pizza. I don't want it to be
made out of pizza. Fucking vegan cauliflower.
Then they gotta have cauliflower crust and
right,
cauliflower. Well, that's again, that's good for you, bullshit. But like I know if I want pizza, I want it to be what I want it to be.
Right.
If I'm gonna put those calories in my body, it's actually gonna be
pizza. I agree.
I'll eat cauliflower later.
Yeah.
Also like that.
Yeah.
And I actually don't mind cauliflower crust because I've got a couple of cousins that are gluten free and it's actually pretty good. But
yeah.
No.
Making do with the least amount possible is bullshit, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's just a weird statement.
I'm gonna have pepperoni, sausage, black olives, and mushrooms on any pizza I fucking have. So
okay.
You're gonna deal with that. Vegans.
Deal with it.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so I don't understand why others have to be unhappy. There's no good reason to waste time thinking about things that are depressing or painful.
I'd say no. She's a cop.
Yeah. Yeah, like
she has to think about those things.
Right.
So not only a cop, a murder cop.
Right.
But yeah, that's a very naive statement too. Like
yeah.
So false on that.
Yeah, I say false.
Okay.
I'd say false. Yeah.
And not because
most of these
like,
are false for her. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So far. My life revolves around my work and my achievements.
That one's kind of tough.
Yeah, it is tough because, I mean, it necessarily has to revolve around her work just because of the type of work she does.
Right.
But she definitely has.
Especially when she has a partner / boss that calls her at all hours of the night.
Right. But she definitely has a life outside of work, which Eve does not.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
So I would say true for Eve for that, but I don't think it's true for Peabody.
I don't think it's true for Peabody. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think Peabody is better at the balance of those
work life balance. Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
I often observe other people and events very clearly, but rarely reveal what I see. I feel false on that only because I feel like Peabody just, you know, when she, you know, observes something, she tells Eve right away.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to say false on that one. I won't really trust anyone I haven't checked out thoroughly for sincerity and dependability, and this may take a long time.
False.
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 I mean, Jake Casto is a good.
too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Okay. Sorry.
You know, we're only 30 books past that. It's fine.
And then in death time, that's only like less than a year.
Right.
True. Good point.
Is
it less than a year? No, it's more than a
little over a year.
It's more than that, but still.
Because they've already had their anniversary by this time.
Yeah, I was going to say, because they already had their anniversary, so. Yeah.
Okay.
We hate that guy. It's fine.
We hate that guy. He's a dick.
He's a dick also. Okay. Feelings are weak. It really turns me off to see others indulging in them.
Oh, false.
Jesus.
Okay.
That's 100% false.
Yeah. I feel drained by what other people want from me.
False.
Yeah, I say false on that too.
False. Literally, she like thrives with that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I would rather be respected than liked.
False.
False.
False. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say false on that. I am attracted to the dramatic side of life, even if it's dark or painful. No. Is that one also false?
No. That's false.
I think so. I don't think
that's so true. Interesting that most of these are false. Okay.
That is really interesting.
Yeah. After a while, I get angry when I give so much to someone and get nothing in return, but I would rarely let him or her know that.
That's false.
Yeah, I think that's false. I think she would let, I think she would say something.
Yeah.
If she was, yeah.
Others tell me I'm feeling like she was giving so much.
Yeah. Others tell me I'm too much, too loud, or too intense. Apparently, I intimidate them.
False.
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 Other than Eve talking about her talking all the time.
Yeah.
That's Eve. She's used to Feeny who doesn't say shit.
Right. I avoid conflict at almost any cost.
I wouldn't say true to that. What do you think?
I'm really struggling with this one.
I feel that is... I think that's true.
I feel like it's true, but I also feel like she's... Okay, so I will... This is probably something that I've said before, and I'll say again. It's remarkable how often Peabody is just always like, yep, 100% on Eve's side out of everything. Right. Even... Like 50 some books being the other, you know, and like whenever they do have that kind of like, you know, a slight disagreement.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I feel like you do get a taste of the fact that Peabody is like, she's my superior. I'm just gonna, you know, I don't think that that's a flaw. I think that's just who she is and understanding that that's expedient, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I lean toward yes. True. Sorry.
Okay, that's just.
I don't want to like make her turn into a yes man. Yeah. I don't think she's a yes man. No. You know.
If someone hurts me or mine, it's legitimate for me to take charge of their punishment.
I mean, I could see Peabody kicking some ass.
Right.
I think true on that.
Okay. It really irritates me when I see others break the rules.
Well, we know that's false because she's Eve's partner.
And she doesn't go.
And she doesn't say a fucking word. She's like, oh, I guess Rourke could get me a job if I get fired. It's fine. Like,
right. But interestingly, Eve would say true on that, but.
Right? She would, and she would laugh, but
yeah, because
she would say true.
Yeah. I have difficulty staying with one commitment because there are so many other things that interest me.
I think that's false.
I think that's false too.
Okay.
I think that like, it feels like Peabody could definitely like commit to 40 things at once.
Right.
But I also feel like she is not the person who will flake out either, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
All right. I'm an expert at adjusting and adapting myself so I have the right image to get the job done.
I lean toward true on that.
Yeah, I go true too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love to organize everything into a system I can monitor from a distance. This preserves my privacy and safety.
False.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something that she would say. That
doesn't sound like her. Like,
no.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something she'd say. Like, again, what a weird statement.
It's a weird statement. Okay. Others say I'm calm and reassuring, and I often find myself in the role of peacemaker.
That's true.
True. I just can't let go and relax until the work is done. I feel like that's false.
I feel like that's false. Obviously, like, if it's something super important.
Yeah.
then that's true. But like, they're cops. That's how that works.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but along the same lines of being like able to turn it off because, well, that's healthy.
Right.
Right.
You know.
Okay. So I'm going to say false there.
Yeah, I'd say false.
If I want something, I get it. Whenever I get involved in something, I do it 120%. There's no halfway for me.
I don't know. That one's tough.
I mean, if I want something, I get it. Whenever I feel like that's something that Eve would say, but.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know,
in some ways, Peabody is like that.
Yeah.
So I'd say mostly true.
Okay.
Yeah. True.
Okay. Giving to others is my natural role in life, and I'm proud of that.
True.
True.
Yeah.
I like the familiarity of daily routines and the comfort of settling into a serene, cozy environment that doesn't change.
Again, that's a tough one. I think she has her routines.
Yeah.
But I also think she's able to change it up. So.
Yeah.
Mostly true.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem like something that she would say.
Yeah.
So. All right. I'll say mostly true.
Can you hear them?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we can.
Oh, God. They've been this way since I got home.
Did you?
They've been this way since you brought Abby home. Let's be honest.
That's true. That's a good point.
I saw this.
That's an excellent point.
TikTok video. I should have sent it to you because it was this dog, and apparently there's a mom and there's a daughter, and the dog belongs to the daughter, and the dog's sitting there in the video, and the mom is talking to it and saying, "Now, we need to talk about, you know, your mom's coming home soon, and how right now." You're very calm and you're always calm and good for me when you're here, when your mom's not here. But as soon as your mom comes home, you start acting like a fool. And, you know, and that needs to stop.
That's 100% Finn.
Yeah. And
right
and,
there.
And then the next thing is they're showing like the daughter and the dog's like jumping on her and trying to grab something out of her hand. And he's like running around and jumping on her and like, you know.
That's my dog.
Oh my God, please send us this.
Yeah, I'm going to have to send it to you. Okay, next question. I can't be loved if I'm just average. I must excel.
That's false.
False.
Yeah.
That's just because that's not something she would say.
Like, yeah, no, it's not. Okay. I'm always searching for the depth in life's experience.
I'd say false.
Yeah. It doesn't really sound.
Again, not something she would say.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm judgmental and critical both of myself and others.
False.
False?
At least now.
Okay.
Yeah, she's. Yeah.
Yeah, Eve's the one that's usually critical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other people tell me I'm too sensitive and emotional.
Maybe true.
Yeah, I feel like Eve tells her that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eve does tell her that all the time.
She does.
But I mean, compared to Eve, Eve probably says that to everyone. So.
To everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Including her husband.
Right. I have no tolerance for frustration. I must be in control of getting what I want.
That's not her.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. Okay. False. Knowing that other people need me is important to my happiness.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think that's true. True.
I'd go true.
I'm always aware of some authority and their directive.
True.
True.
Yep.
Other people tell me I'm driven and demanding.
False.
Yeah, no, that's false.
Don't say that to her.
I am inclined to do what is most comfortable rather than what is most important to me. I feel like that's false.
That's false.
That's false.
Yeah. Okay. I am hardly ever satisfied with the results of my efforts. There's always something that I could have done better.
I want to say I feel like that's true.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning toward true on that one too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because like when she gives Eve that sweater.
Right.
She's so surprised that Eve liked it.
Yeah. But just in general, I think she feels like she always can improve and there's always something she could have done better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I avoid what's ordinary or superficial and strive to be unique. I mean, she does strive to be unique. I mean, if you look at like how she dresses and.
Yeah.
Not as much as Mavis does.
Right.
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 But I think that she lives in a state of being unique. Like, not that Mavis doesn't, but like Peabody has her upbringing is different and like.
Right.
You know, how many cops out there are free agers and things like that. But
I don't feel like she strives to be unique. I just feel like she is.
I don't.
So I don't know. That's a tough one, too.
I mean, Peabody's not a basic bitch. As much as she likes pink and girly shit.
Right.
But, you know. So does Mavis,
but you know,
and she's
what?
Also not a basic
You know
bitch.
What? You can love pink and girly shit and still be unique.
Yeah.
Well,
I was.
What I'm saying, though, is that she did, when she was looking for her, like, right detective.
Yeah, she's looking for her detective look. Style.
Right.
She wanted to look like herself. She wanted to look unique. I mean, she could very easily have just dressed like Eve does, you know.
Right.
But that wasn't her.
No, you're 100% correct on that.
You're 100% correct on that. So, it's another one of those questions where you're like,
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I can go yes on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once I'm alone, it's much easier for me to sort through an event and examine my feelings.
I think that's true.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that we get to see that. Yeah.
Right. But I could see where she would be that sort of person.
The only reason I'm struggling with that one is because I feel like she likes the thought, the fact that McNabb is there that she can bounce ideas off of.
Right.
Like,
that's true.
You know,
that's a good point.
You know, we see Eve and Rourke go home and Eve bounces things off of Rourke. Do you think Peabody doesn't do that with McNabb?
No, I'm sure she does.
Cop? Like, I feel like Peabody is also the kind of person who doesn't, and maybe this is maybe a thing she even struggles with is Eve as a partner because Eve is not this kind of person with her partner, but to talk through things.
Right.
Yeah.
In that way that you're like, you have to come to the conclusion with someone else. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
I feel like she is.
Yeah.
But we don't get to see it, so I understand like that frustration of being like, I don't know, because we don't see it.
Right. So what is the answer there? Once I'm alone, it's much easier for me to sort through an event and examine my feelings. Is that true or false?
I say that's false.
Okay. Yeah, let's say false.
Let's say false. I am always planning and looking to the future. It's so exciting. I mean, I feel
yes. She has a Rourke fund.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, yeah.
Love She's going to invest fund. One day.
Yeah. I am focused on a constant drive to improve myself and others.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, that's her.
Okay. True on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Private time is a necessity for me, and I need a lot of it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's false for her.
Yeah.
I think that's false for her, too.
False. Relationships often seem frustrating and confining to me.
False.
Yeah, false.
That's not her.
I love to start interesting new projects, but often following through to the end is boring.
I don't think that's her.
No, I would say false to that.
I don't think that's her.
Yeah. My likes and dislikes tend to vary depending on who I'm with.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I say false for that. She's very much false, who she is.
She's very much who she is. Yeah. She doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, even when she's with Eve, she's like, nope, I don't care what you think about this. Right. I love it. Fuck you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Okay. I focus on preserving my resources because I feel there's not enough time, money, space. Others will want what I have. I don't think she thinks that way.
That's such a weird statement. I don't think she thinks that way either.
Okay. I can most always get my way by being lighthearted and dancing around obstacles.
False. I think she meets obstacles head on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am very quick and energetic, and nothing slows me down. The more I can accomplish, the better I feel.
I think that could be true.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Relationships never measure up to the intensity I want.
False.
Yeah, I feel like that's false.
And that's false. Yeah. I don't think she thinks like that either.
Mm-mm.
I can't understand why others focus on questions like, who am I? What's really important is how well I am doing.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I spend a lot of time focusing on my abilities so I can be efficient and successful. I think that's true. She wants to be efficient and successful.
Yeah.
I'm always concerned with how others feel about me. I think that's true.
I think that's true.
That's
too.
True.
I secretly feel resentful that I'm so responsible and work so hard and many others don't. It's really not fair. I think that's false.
She doesn't think like
no,
that.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
False. Yeah.
I love being central to the well-being of my loved ones.
I think that's true.
True.
That's true.
All right. So this is the last set of questions. It's easy and natural for me to express anger.
False.
False.
Yeah, false.
Other people have said I'm too cautious or fearful. Kinda. I think that Eve has said that, maybe.
I think she
Eve has said that. But not recently.
No.
So is that false?
I would say false.
Oh. Okay.
I know that's a tough one too.
Yeah, it is a tough one. I love to keep moving from one fun, interesting activity to the next.
I think that's true.
Yeah, I think that's true too.
Yeah.
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 I believe in accentuating the positive and eliminating the negative.
True.
Yes,
true.
That is true.
I'm often uptight and irritated because I don't have enough time to get everything done.
False.
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 I keep my friends and associates, business, family activities apart. Many of them have never met.
False.
False.
She literally lives with a fellow cop.
Right. Yeah. And she's going to move in with her friends.
Yes.
Right.
I enjoy my own mind and imagination more than I enjoy being in the company of other people.
False.
That's false.
False.
Excitement comes to me from relationships. If I'm not involved in at least one, I feel empty.
I think that's false for her.
Really? I think that's true.
Really?
You think that's
true?
I think
it's true too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking about like, not just romantic relationships, but
right. But she like thrives on having relationships.
And, yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Kind of where I'm going with it.
Okay. I will ignore my feelings in the interest of peace and harmony with others.
Not so much anymore.
Yeah, I don't think.
But she used to.
Yeah.
So I'd say no.
Okay, let's say false there.
If we're going for now.
All right, I'm going to submit it and see what it says.
All right, let's see what it says.
Okay. So most likely type is 2.
Ooh. Okay.
Hey.
Which second is? Most likely is 9. And we've already figured out with Tara that you can easily mix up the two. But that's what I've heard anyway, that you can mix up a 2 and a 9 very easily.
Yes, that's right.
So, let's see. Whoops. Go back.
Let's see. Type 2.
The helper.
Well, yeah.
What?
What?
I'm just joking. What? She's the helper.
Survival depends on the love and approval of significant others. Being connected in relationship is the main focus, primary concern. Emphasis on what others need / helping the important cause / person.
Yep.
This may lead to being overextended, dependent, or manipulative.
Mm, well,
which I don't think Peabody's manipulative.
No.
Most purely interpersonal of all the types, lack of self-identity.
Mm.
Oh, interesting. Define the self by what they do for others. Roles trump feelings. Multiple selves, chameleons adapting to loved ones' needs. Seek to secure connection, can be boundaryless and codependent. Huh. Struggle for personal freedom, feel controlled by others' needs. Seeks approval and avoids rejection, wants to be indispensable. Tends to others' needs while hiding their own, can play the martyr.
Huh.
Giving is manipulative, gives in order to get, often unaware of this. Overgives, angry when not reciprocated. Package hostility is love. Panic when own needs surface and collide with others. Overextended, physically, financially, emotionally. Somatized pain. May expect certain phrases, actions that signify reciprocity of love. Interesting.
I was looking at the wings, and I think that she's a wing one.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
I was just...
Yeah, because if she's a type 2, a lot of that didn't really sound like her.
Not at all.
Yeah, it was kind of like... The problem, I think sometimes the problem with the Enneagrams is like it turns to like these traits that you have. It kind of like focuses on like how that can be a problem.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And her 9 is the peacemaker, which is interesting.
Yes. I am a 9. She's
the helper and the peacemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, forget self, merges with others in order to gain love and belonging. Avoids conflict in an effort to sidestep the pain of loss and separation. Seeks harmony / balance. Leads to a loss of personal boundaries, priorities. I can see that. Characteristics. Seeks peace at any price. Avoids conflict to avoid abandonment. Deny anger / upset. Anger gone to sleep. May be apathetic, resigned. Forgets the self and merges with others. If you're okay, I'm okay. Looks serene, has inner resistance, is stubborn / passive aggressive. Low energy, life force turned down through inertia, habitual pursuits. Spacey, narcotizing, inclined to addictions, may seem numb or blank. Okay.
Huh.
Attention is diffused, easily sidetracked. Has difficulty prioritizing decisions involving in yes.
Oh, sorry. Eve was a 6?
8.
So an 8. Yeah.
I don't know what any of the other numbers are. I just knew what really my type was. I was just looking at, there's a, on the app, there's an interactions.
Yeah.
And you can see how type 2 interacts with. Since that was her number 1.
Right.
So as a type 2 interacts with an 8.
Okay.
There's a powerful combination alliance generally involves 2 behind the scenes and 8 at the forefront.
Interesting.
Yes.
That is good.
2 supports 8 to soften and develop emotional balance, tenderness, compassion, and empathy. 8 empowers 2 to be more bold and direct. 8's protection also allows 2 to feel special slash important.
Is 100% spot on. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So if we look at her as a 9, then let's see.
Yeah, I don't think
her interactions with 8. I think she's a 2.
I would say she's more a 2.
I think she's a 2 wing 1, which is funny because I'm a 9 wing 1. And all of those things, like, that all makes sense. So for a 9, the connection would be 9 teaches 8 of what it means to be at ease and how true strength is made possible by peace. 8 helps 9 to discover how to stand tall and strong and that some battles really are worth fighting. They develop balance. Each studies each other's gut intelligence of containment and channeling. It's a little less, it's off.
It's a little less.
I think 2 and 8 is completely spot on.
Yeah.
So this app is fun.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what mine was. I think it was a 7. You're
an 8.
Am I an 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you remember.
5, right, AJ?
I am definitely a 5.
Yeah.
Should we talk fun. About each? I mean, we talked about Tara. Is Tara's a 9?
Right.
Yeah.
And Jen is an 8 like Eve.
I am an 8 like Eve. Yes.
So.
Yeah. My passion is lust.
There you go.
My fixation is vengeance. Oh, my God. That's so fucking true. My fixation, at least. I don't know that my passion is lust, but
yeah,
that's really funny.
My passion is avarice.
Oh,
which is saying this is not greed, but more like retentiveness, a feeling that there isn't enough. So the passion of the 5 is to withhold and hang on to what little they do have, i.e., money, time, space, love. That is so true for me. Mm-hmm. And my fixation is stinginess and withdrawal. The hoarding of knowledge or material goods and the reluctance to share self, time, or possessions, which is so
my true. God. So, yeah.
Let's see. Unfortunately.
What is lust day?
See, my passion is sloth. Yikes.
I love it.
It says a siphoning off of energy into inessential activities. God, I'm being attacked. Not paying attention to own needs and desires. When the 9 gets close to something that matters, they turn the flame down so as to diminish desire as a defense to the pain of not getting their needs met. Focus goes into creating harmony and comfort. Avoid making changes or taking necessary action. I have been attacked.
Called out.
And then my fixation is indolence. Freedom from pain or discomfort of body or mind, habitual idleness or laziness about the self. It doesn't matter. Not paying attention to what's important, following established patterns and routines to stay comfortable. That's a little less of an attack.
Okay, so lust for me. Very strong life force energy, which the 8 is plugged into 200%. There may be an inability to see the good in other people or shared projects because everything is referenced to the self and the experience of this powerful energy, which I don't agree with that. I see the good in other people. Let's see what Vengeance says. Wanting to right all wrongs, especially as pertains to the self and those whom the 8 feels protective of. Mafia is a good example.
Yeah.
Damn. I could be a member of the mafia.
You're a mafia. So.
Excessive hostility or cynicism, which may devalue relationships and activity. Yep. My bad.
That's fun.
So, yeah. I mean, mine says I'm left brain, logical, analytical, enjoy investigating the unfamiliar. Information junkies love knowledge, seek expertise and mastery.
I mean, that's not wrong.
Yeah.
But then compartmentalize everything to dampen and remove feeling. I mean,
I do not like the characteristics.
I do feel like
main theme asserts control over self / environment, powerful lives with gusto. Lives with gusto, my bad. Uh-huh. This strategy leads to excessive conflict and disrupted relationships. Comes from a core belief that it is unsafe to be weak and vulnerable. Believes that without strength and control, others will take advantage. That's not me at all.
Is it?
No, it's 100% me. Characteristics. My way or the highway.
Yeah.
I need to be in control over everything. This creates safety. Power-oriented. Defiant, demanding, provocative. Excessive. Wanting a lot can be materialistic. Mm. High intensity. Denial of anything weak, vulnerable. Pain, sadness underneath. Difficulty seeing their physical limitations. Feel big and powerful. Loyalty is very important. We'll have a tight inner circle of friends. Hates injustice. Has inner sense of justice. Fights for the underdog. Creates intimacy through sex, fighting, confrontation, and conflict. Values directness in others. Has very little tolerance for waffling. Confrontation used to check out a situation. Fears being controlled. Feels expresses anger easily. Blasts others. Loves challenges. Highly independent. Prone to impulsivity. Acts first, thinks later. Self-forgetting by blaming others. Maybe aggressive or attacking. Wow. All right. Fuck you.
You're like, wow.
But all right.
But you know what?
True.
Both Eve and Rourke are 8.
I mean, yeah. Hey, I'll take that.
So you're in good company.
This is a really cool app. Like, if you click on or if you tap on exemplars, you can see which celebrities are the same Enneagram type as you.
Yeah.
So guess which this is not hard. Guess which Beatle is also a 9.
George Harrison.
McCartney.
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr. Oh, okay.
Oh, duh.
Yeah.
Should have known Ringo.
Hey.
Where do you tap for that?
I know. I love it.
Where do you tap for that, Tara?
Where it says more.
Where it says more.
And then exemplars in the bottom center. Also, guess which Golden Girl is a 9.
Oh, geez.
Rose?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's Rose.
I don't see that. What in the hell?
What are you? You're a 8.
I'm an 8.
So, oh, yes, queen. Elaine Stritch is an 8. That makes sense. Frank Sinatra is an 8. Denzel Washington. Queen Latifah. Fictional characters. Guess which Golden Girl is an 8?
Oh, God. Sophia?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. She was always my favorite.
Also, my favorite character from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Rosa Diaz.
All right.
Which makes sense. She's my favorite character. I'm nothing like her, but she's still my favorite character. Barack Obama's also a 9.
Hey.
Oh.
I know.
Hmm. I'll take that.
Right?
So, Tara.
Well, that's a 9, but I'll take it.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Tara, guess which fictional character is a 5?
Which fiction? There's a lot of fictional characters out there.
Let's think about like why I'm asking you specifically.
Somebody from Game of Thrones.
No.
Or Harry Potter.
No.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
I was like, well, if it's not Harry Potter or Game of Thrones or.
Yeah. Right.
But also no, the brain from Pinky and the Brain.
I can 100%
see that. Yes, the brain from Pinky and the Brain. I can 100%
see that too.
And also Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
not so much, but yeah.
Yes, and also Gregory House from House.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Gregory House, he's basically Sherlock Holmes. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
This is crazy. Also, like, now that. So now I'm, what are you? You're a five. I want to go back. I'm going to go to five. Just because there was a Brooklyn Nine-Nine character on Jen's. It wasn't on mine. Yes, Captain Holt. He's the best.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So Captain Holt is a five.
I can see that. 100%.
Okay, but like, what is Jake Peralta?
But also Dwight Schrute from The Office is a
Dwight Schrute. That makes sense.
Dwight, yes, of course he is.
Yeah, I saw a lot of myself in Dwight, unfortunately.
Sorry, I got fixated on Brooklyn Nine-Nine characters, and I had to figure out Jake Peralta is absolutely a seven. So. I don't like most sitcoms, but I really, really do love Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, that one's
I'm going to have to. I've never watched it, so I'm going to have to watch it, I guess.
It's really funny. I loved it.
Yeah,
I love it.
The cast just has really great chemistry in that.
Oh my God. And they're all a delight. I was on their Instagrams when they were doing their final season, just sobbing over,
I know,
over everything. Like, they were just so cute posting videos and just love them.
So, yeah. Oh. Well,
this is fun.
That was very interesting.
Nice.
You should, and we'll do one.
What should we do next? Should we do McNabb next?
I think Feeny? We should do Feeny.
Yeah, we should do Feeny.
Tara's like Feeny, yeah. Feeny, Feeny, Feeny,
Feeny, Feeny, Feeny.
All right, so I mean, we'll do Feeny next.
I think it's got to be Feeny or Mavis. Like, I feel like we don't spend enough time with anyone else to answer. I mean, we had a hard time answering some of these questions with Peabody.
For Peabody. Right. And she's literally probably the third most prominent character.
No one's on the page more than her besides even Rourke, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So we're going to, as much as I love McNabb, I feel like we would have a hard time answering some of these questions.
I think
him.
So too. I agree.
Fairly, you know, like we could assume based on.
We can assume.
Right.
But I think Feeny would be a fun one to do.
Yeah. So
we'll definitely do that.
Fun. All right. So that will be the next one whenever that happens.
We need another can episode.
Yeah. So, anyway, so I guess that's the episode.
Yeah. That's it, guys. So,
fun, guys.
Hope you enjoyed.
So, hey, everyone. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the podcast. We'll be back next week as normal, hopefully. This week, I hope everybody's enjoying the newest book, Encore in Death. And, you know, I don't have to say that you guys know how to get a hold of us on any of our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just look for Podcast in Death. Go to our website, www.podcastindeath.com. Send us an email at show@podcastindeath.com or call the number 205-476-2753. And that spells out 2054-ROARK. But until next week, for Podcast in Death, this is AJ. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you on the next show. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to Podcast in Death. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Podcast in Death is hosted by Amy Ryan, Jen Terpstra, and Tara Corkery, and is edited and produced by Amy Ryan. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the in-death fandom at large. Podcast in Death is not in any way affiliated with Nora Roberts, Berkeley, Penguin Publishing Group, or St. Martin's Press. Our theme song is Justice Never Sleeps by Cosmo and is available on Shutterstock.com. This episode and all of our previous episodes are available at podcastindeath.com. Have something to say? You can email us at show@podcastindeath.com or find us on social media by searching for Podcast in Death on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can call us and leave a message at 205-476-2753. That spells out 205-4-ROARKE. Thanks again for listening. And in the immortal words of Brian Kelly, fucking sláinte.